The following content is for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You are now listening to No Free Drinks, the Not Your Ordinary Dating, Relationships, and Sex Advice Podcast.
Join me, Wesley, your Keeps It Real co-host.
We were going out, I would say steady, for like 6 to 8 months. We just abruptly stopped having sex. So why are we not getting freaky? Like, what the fuck's going on? So she's like, no, you know, because I've renewed my faith in God.
I know how I am. Like, I'm not going to get no cheeks. I'm going to cheat on you. Brock, your knows-it-all co-host.
And then my go-to hookup one has always and will forever be Tinder. You just, like, in the bathroom, like, cool, I got these 5-10 minutes. Like, just thumb game strong.
And Lena D, your no-chill co-host.
Oh, so do you go down on women? And there were a few men that said, no, like, I don't believe in that. And then I was like, oh, well, I don't believe in fucking you, so we should probably end this.
Dude, that's harsh as fuck.
I mean, it's harsh as fuck to say you're not going to eat my pussy out.
Join us every Wednesday for
all type of societal norms being turned upside down.
And welcome back to No Free Drinks. This is your boy, Wesley, and I'm here with my co-hosts,
Lena D.
And Brock.
And my famous words, we are gathered here today.
Again, the sacrilege. That's only because I know what's coming up.
But people don't hate you, man.
We're gathered here today to talk about prawn, a.k.a. porn. Basically, grab your dick and double click. The internet is for porn. That kind of stuff. So we're going to start off basically with a story of mine and how I got introduced to porn. So this is young Wesley. I was about 12 years old. we had neighbors downstairs and they were just moving in or whatever. And back then, we didn't have cable. We were living in a house, but we didn't have cable. But the people downstairs, they had cable and they were cool as fuck. So one day I decided to go downstairs or whatever, just to do laundry. And then the TV was right there. It was on or whatever. So I go to the TV, whatever. I'm flipping through the channels and stuff. I'm like, man, I'm looking for the Cartoon Network. So I see, I'm trying to watch like Space Ghost Coast to Coast. And I reach the channel and the channel is like all grainy and staticky, but then you could kind of make out what they were doing. And like, it was like a wavy picture, but like you could tell they were going up and down. I was like, and then like it cleared out for just like 3 seconds. And in that 3 seconds, my whole life changed. Cause I seen ass and titties. I was like, oh man, how did I get access to more of this ass and titties? So I go through the TV guide or whatever, and it was a movie, and I'll never forget the name of the movie. It was called Liquid Lust 4. I'll never forget the name of this movie. So I was like, man, I gotta watch this. Gotta watch whatever this is. I need to watch it.
So did you write this down somewhere so you'd never forget it?
No. It was just like the first thing. I was like, oh, okay, you know. So I go through the guide, and then anybody who has had, like, because I used to live in Long Island. Anybody who's had Cablevision back in those days, to order something, you had to hit select, and then you had to hit enter to order something. So I hit the select button. I'm like, man. And then it said, like, this movie, I forgot how much the movie was, but I knew it was over like $10. I remember it's clear as day.
And it's coming up on that bill.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, YOLO. Boom, enter. Oh. So it was 2 hours of people sexing up and stuff. I didn't know anything about masturbation. It was just, I was so curious about what the hell was going on or whatever. So. And it's funny because I was doing laundry, so I would like purposely go downstairs, check on the laundry, go into the like to the living room downstairs, watch a little bit of porn, go back upstairs. So I didn't really get to watch the whole thing. I just kept on like flipping over, whatever. So like because I knew I was kind of like slick at the time because I knew they just got the bill. they weren't going to expect that it was me, like the 12-year-old who ordered porn. Like, it so just wouldn't make sense.
So this is still the neighbor's cable.
Hell yeah.
Oh, jeez. This I is the downstairs neighbor. Like, migrated to your own cable.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Now, we got cable, like, a year later. But then, like...
You're outrageous.
The neighbor came upstairs. He's like, oh, what's this blah, blah? What's this bill? I don't understand. It's that whatever. And we're all looking at each other like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't downstairs when all this went down. I don't know what you're talking about. So he called the company, whatever. They took the thing off the bill, you know, because it was like their first month or whatever. Because he was like, I didn't order this. Because he had a girlfriend downstairs. He's like, I don't really need this. Like, what are you talking about? So
you're getting people in trouble and
I'm
shit.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't here. Remember, I had the game the other day. That day, so I legit did have a game. It didn't really last that long. So yeah, that's how I got introduced to it. Yeah, that's a pretty
man.
Fucked up story.
You were like hiding.
I was hiding.
Shit.
I was ducking, dodging, and all kinds of stuff.
That's crazy. I mean, I kind of stumbled on porn the same way. It was the illegal cable box, except I didn't have to order anything.
Nope, that shit was free.
It was just free. It just came enter. Up. Select I think enter. It was after 9.
After 9, Court TV became Playboy.
So that's how I ran into it. It was a combination of watching it on TV, but then I had my cousin that also had like the Playboy magazines that she found. And then even years later, there was when we moved into our new house, the people that left the house had left all the shit behind. And I was helping my mom clean out the basement. And there was this like seriously thick encyclopedia book.
Holy Jesus.
Of like, but it wasn't called the Kama Sutra. It was called something else, but it was full of positions of like, you know, the hairy like sex, like 60s look of like the unshaved vagina, like super bush everywhere. And that was and that was the book that I found. And I was like, oh, well, this looks interesting, but it was kind of educational. So I would read it and then sort of get turned on by like looking at like some of the images and stuff. But I think one of the reasons why we thought it would be interesting to think about porn in a little bit of a different way is because we have been talking for the past couple weeks about pleasure, getting pleasure from your person that you're hooking up with, your significant other, like the anatomy, like the body of a woman versus a man and the pleasure centers. And then we also spoke about masturbation and how important it is to understand that masturbation is something that's actually quite healthy for you. And it was interesting that people masturbate to a whole range of different things, but even regardless of how much availability of publications and sort of like having somebody there that kind of stimulates you either through pictures or other visuals, like porn is still such a big industry and it's such a huge source of where people draw pleasure and inspiration to masturbate. So we thought that it would be pretty cool to talk about it and think about porn in a little bit of a different way, because I feel like even porn itself is pretty stigmatized as an industry and how people think about like porn being bad or porn being something that's too dirty or like porn isn't classy per se. So I thought it'd be interesting to just think about how porn doesn't necessarily have to mean one thing to everybody, but that it means many different things depending on who you are, where you're from, what country you're in. And so we're going to talk about a lot of those things today.
Yeah. Shout out to Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah. He's snitching himself.
Yeah.
And then just to put how big porn is into perspective. So last year, they analyzed the amount of traffic on Pornhub. Those of you who don't know, that is usually one of the top porn sites visited. So last year, the human race watched a grand total of about 92 billion, would it be, 92 billion videos on Pornhub, which equated to about 23 billion total visits, and also 5 billion hours watched of porn. And to convert in those 5 billion hours, you'd have over 5,000 centuries of porn. So you never go bored.
That's so much
content. You can just quit your job generation after generation, like just you'll be fine.
Yeah, when when aliens come to visit us, and then they like, you know, say, "Oh, what is this internet thing?" I feel like 90% of it is just gonna be like humans mating and shit, like and being filmed.
Yep. It's gonna be amazing. Yeah. And then, of course, the U.S. was the number one consumer at 221 page views per person. And we were also number one in 2015 as well at 191. So we're moving on up. Good job, ladies and gents.
It's so funny, though, because people are so closeted about talking about porn or admitting that they watch porn. I mean, I know that some people that I talk to, they're just like, oh, no, porn's dirty or porn's not something that I watch. And I think most men would say, well, women don't watch porn at all, which isn't true. There is a percentage. I think it's like 60% of women watch porn. And maybe it's not as regularly as guys do, but it's just there's just all this stigma around watching porn. And it's just something that the numbers definitely tell a very different story, that people privately don't have that same sort of stigma that they have towards porn that they do publicly. Otherwise, we wouldn't have so much consumption of it in one country alone.
Jeez. It's a lot.
That is that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of sperm cells.
A lot of paper towels.
Yeah, a lot of paper towels.
A lot of lube.
I need to invest in paper towels. That's where I need to go. Shoot. Boxes and paper towels. That's where where Wesley goes and invests his money. You need paper towels and you need boxes.
Yeah, and then so we also wanted to like do a little research on the effects of porn because it's being watched so much by people around the world. Daily and in copious amounts. Like, so we want to look up what are the scientific effects on the human beings, and it's actually still undecided. Scientists can't agree as of yet as to whether it's good or bad for you, because they still just don't understand the long-term effect it has on young viewers, especially since the type that's being watched, which we'll go into later, does change drastically by year and by country. It's kind of hard to pinpoint like what the effects are if everyone's watching something different. However, there was a Mr. Plod, who's a private clinical forensic psychologist in Boston, who has done some studies, and he says that the more you watch it and the more explicit it is, the porn that you're watching, you do seem to become more addicted to it, and do need to watch more and more of it, which is interesting. Although, it doesn't explain, like, are you watching more because it's more explicit, or you just want to watch it anyway, and then because you're watching more, you just want to watch new stuff. So he wasn't able to really come to a conclusion per se.
Gotcha.
It's kind of similar to when we talked about masturbation and people who are having sex, or I think it was more specifically around women that are having active sex lives, but they're also actively masturbating, find that they only want to masturbate more. And I think it has to do with like the stimulation of whether it's physical or visually, or visual stimulation that's leading to physical stimulation. It's like once you get some, it's not. And I think this is where there's like sort of a fine line between calling it like porn addiction or masturbation addiction, because it's not necessarily detrimental. Like the effects of masturbation or watching porn, which can lead to masturbation, like that's not detrimental in itself. It's just a matter of, because it's something that's enjoyable and it's pleasurable, it only makes sense that your body would crave to want more of it. But I think it's understanding that psychology, and the biology behind it, which is pretty interesting. And it's more around, I think it's the self-control aspect. So people assuming that you don't have the self-control to like not watch porn or let porn like interfere with your day-to-day life, or let masturbation interfere with your day-to-day life, where it gets kind of slippery. And it's almost like you have to justify that if you are somebody that's a heavy consumer of porn, or somebody that is masturbating 4 times a week, like it was recommended, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not being productive in other means. And I think that's where there is the perception that you might not be a productive individual because you are spending so much time watching porn and masturbating. But that's just my theory.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they come out in the future years. And so also another interesting tidbit, the Journal of Sex Research in the August issue found that men who view porn actually view women in a higher light. And that includes women who are more powerful, women in the workforce, and women who have also had abortions, which is can be a touchy topic when it comes to religion. So it's interesting that men who watch porn respect women more, which don't know how they conducted that study, but.
Well, I would be interested to see where they found the men that didn't watch porn. Because they feel that, is it 90% of men watch porn?
So 10%. Yeah.
So it's like that small 10%, which I doubt is statistically significant for them to be able to know whether or not men really have that difference in opinion about women.
I don't know. Maybe it might be the frequency, you know, how much they watch per week or something like that.
Maybe that too. Yeah. It's like if you're.
This is a cutoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's interesting. I do think that there was, if we look back at the history of porn, which we're not going to do today, but if we did look back at porn in the 50s and the 60s, where women's rights were sort of like at the center, that they basically were non-existent, there was a lot of progress for women in terms of really thinking about how can you take the genre of porn and make it so that it is something that's empowering to women.
Right.
So I think there are examples of throughout pornography that do hark back to that and in empowering women, not just because of what they might be doing on the screen, but also there were producers and writers that were women that were thinking outside of the box of how can you bring about a new genre of porn or a visual stimulation of porn that doesn't necessarily cater to what men are used to seeing all the time, which is like very rough, very non-realistic sex on the screen.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I hope that that's real. Like, I hope that that's actually like a real stat, that by women being in these sort of sex scenes, that we're actually moving towards a view where women aren't seen as a lesser sex, or women aren't seen as being whores because of the fact that they're engaging in this type of profession, because men are also equally doing it, but right. Men don't get the same backlash.
Double standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And then last little interesting tidbit is that women in relationships with men who watch porn are actually less happier than their counterparts who have who are dating men who do watch porn. So like I said, like all these like studies are like kind of contradicting each other and all over the place. So like no one's been able to like agree on the effects of porn on individuals, on their relationships. So I mean, at the end of the day, we know it's not unhealthy for you. So just watch as much porn as you want. Like it's there. Like, enjoy life. Life is way too short to be worrying about, like, how much or how little porn is. A lot more important stuff
all
than
those
that.
BBW.
But I actually do. I think it makes sense why it's such contrasting conclusions that they're reaching in these studies. And I think it's because it also, at the end of the day, is unique to the relationship and the method of communication that people have within that relationship. So, and also a lot of these are, it seems like they were more based on observation and asking people, kind of more like a focus group where people may just say something because they think that's what the person wants to hear. So I think you're right. Like the verdict's left to, it's still not 100% clear, but at least from what we know from a health perspective, porn is a way to help with masturbation. But also a way, and we'll talk about this too, is like a way to actually make your relationship exciting and provide you another way to think about how to engage with your partner and make it interesting to spice things up. And it's, I think, a very logical progression. So we'll talk about that. But we also wanted to see kind of like a year in review with porn and how people, the people that are actually consuming all this porn, not just in the US, but outside of the US, like what exactly is it that they're watching? Because I'm always curious, and I feel like we're always all in our bubble of like what we know we like, the stuff that we watch. And sometimes you end up not being aware of all this other stuff that exists. So we looked at the most searched terms by gender to see what the women's search terms were that were the favorites. And so I'll read this from basically the most popular to the least popular. So for women, number one.
It's actually a very satisfying list.
Yeah.
For everybody, I guess the men are just as turned on as the women are that are searching these terms. But lesbian is number one, which is actually my favorite type of porn. Like that's what I always watch. Like I always have like my default. That's what I go to. I don't even bother looking for anything else.
Kudos to you, Lena D, and all that women out there. And it's number one by far. By the way, it's almost.
It's like all the way.
Yeah,
like,
it's almost
I wish this
double.
Had like little percentage numbers. Yeah.
It's like max power.
But we'll share these links, and this is provided by Pornhub, so I'm sure they have some more stuff elsewhere. Number two is lesbian scissoring.
The first two is lesbians. It's like lesbian, and then the position of what lesbians do. Gotcha.
Like Family Feud answers where it's like this could be one damn answer. Yeah.
Which I don't really think that's a real position. I think it's a porn sensationalized position.
Does it feel as though it doesn't do anything?
Does it? Yeah. Does it really do some? Like you scissor another lesbian, like I'm doing the finger motion of it. And it's just like
in my experience, that has never been a go-to position. I mean, you can use strap-ons, you can use like fingers, your mouth, yeah. But scissoring is never like. I don't think that's real, but anyway, women like to search for it on porn.
Oh
like,
man,
the next one is threesomes, which I mean. I think every girl secretly wants a threesome, but that's
which
just
is
my
two
opinion.
Girls, one guy.
But it well, this is it just says threesome.
That is the definition of a threesome.
You can definitely have a threesome with two dudes.
It's a train by definition.
That is not a train. A train is more than two dudes.
A train is two or more guys. Just wanna. Give you guys the definition.
Well, I disagree. Like, threesome can involve two men.
Brock's like,
men.
I want to clarify.
So the top three is all women.
Number four, I actually love, and I wish that it was higher ranked. Big black dick.
Spelt it all out. They even put BBC.
They just, wow.
Oh, and number five, lesbian seduces straight.
Oh my gosh. So the top three out of five is just straight up lesbian.
Then there's a stepdad and daughter. That's
the
kind
fuck?
Of weird.
Oh, y'all nasty.
The fuck? Whoa.
Number seven is black.
Black what?
I have no idea. All black everything.
Black what? Black hole? Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, probably everything's fair game.
Yeah.
The next one is extreme gangbang.
Sounds like bukkake.
Then there's Japanese.
A little overlap.
Gangbang. Massage. No, see, the first threesome was real, like a threesome with two dudes, because then the next one is a lesbian.
Hold on,
I was correct.
No, that's three girls. The threesome was two chicks and one guy. Lesbian threesome means it's all women. It's three chicks.
I still disagree.
Rod's like, I'm clarifying.
I just need to translate this. There's no descriptions here.
We're almost at the end. So then there's cartoon, and then there's squirting orgasm.
Oh my Jesus.
Which I can understand the fascination with squirting orgasms. And then lastly, on the lowest one on the list for women is anal. But they still consider anal. So just got to find the right one.
Women's favorites. And that's like the top favorites. Jeez.
And then for men's favorites, there's MILF, a mom I'd like to fuck, for those of you who don't know.
Which is very misleading because it feels like when we were younger, like you always assume MILF had like a minimum age cutoff, but technically it doesn't. So you could be a MILF at 18, which is like, eh. more of a teen category. So
that's true.
Feels a MILF needs a minimum age cutoff.
It's like 25 to 35 or something.
Yeah, can't be any young ass moms.
Then there's stepmom, stepsister.
Stepmom and stepsister.
Why are the top three have to do with family? Like, it's just weird.
That's just
knocking down.
It's just knocking them down, I guess.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah, welcome to the family. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and it continues. So Japanese is number four. That's different. Then number five is mom.
Mom.
Then teen.
That's disgusting.
Then lesbian.
Lesbian.
Makes
then we
parents.
Continue with the family tree here with stepmom and son.
What?
Then we have celebrity sex tape. So all those.
That's probably Kim K.
All those celebrities out there.
And
search Kim K.
What was her name?
Pamela Anderson.
No. Farrah. Is it Farrah Abraham?
Farrah Abraham. Oh, T-Mom.
T-Mom. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Then there's hentai.
What?
For men.
You know, I wasn't expecting all of these.
The hentai is pretty high up.
Yeah.
That's on the list.
Yeah, it made it on the list. Yeah. That's like, that's
and those
insane.
For those of you who don't know, hentai is like cartoon pornography, right?
Yeah, so picture your favorite cartoon character fucking your second favorite cartoon character.
You ever been on Pornhub and you see like Lois fucking Chris? For Family Guy, it's the weirdest
one,
shit.
Yeah, the Simpsons one out there. It's weird shit. Out there.
I guess it's on there with the whole like comic frenzy kind of stuff. It's like taking it to a next level.
Yeah, men like comic books apparently.
Then there's ebony massage. I actually am gonna have to look up this massage category.
What is massage?
Yeah,
I guess it's like massage that works its way into like a happy ending. It's gotta be that. There's no way
because
it's a straight up massage.
On both like the men and the women's list, and they're pretty much at the same level.
I'm thinking like, you know, it's the woman massaging the guy or a guy massaging a woman, and then it evolves into like some sexual encounter and then boom, happy ending. Next clip.
We'll have to test that theory out. So then there's cartoon, anal, and then lastly Asian.
Oh, Asian barely made the list. Welcome.
So that was 2016. I wonder what it'll be for 2017 once they release that. And then they also did the world's most viewed categories, which I thought was interesting. So for basically all of North America, it's lesbian.
For a pretty homophobic country such as the United States, they are really into lesbians, yo. Like,
we pretend to be homophobic, apparently.
Yeah, like, it's just
crazy. But this isn't just the U.S. This is Canada, and it also includes Mexico and Central America, for the most part.
Look, the population of, like, Canada is, like, half of the United States. It's gotta be. There's no way, like...
Yeah, so for lesbian, it's North America, U.K., Central America, Australia.
And New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Is that Iceland?
Up top?
Yeah.
I think that's Norway.
Norway.
And then we see that for South America, they're actually big into anal. And in Africa, the majority of it...
We couldn't keep it straight.
Do we want to go back to anal? Do we want to go to find the other countries like anal? Actually, we can't do that because all of Russia also apparently loves anal.
What the?
Keep the population
I just don't
down.
Understand? Some of these countries are like really throwing me off here. Like they really like anal up in Russia, man. Like they really love that shit too, because it's like the whole like that part of Asia is just like. Blue.
Yeah. Yep.
And then also half of North Africa, Spain, Portugal, France.
Oh, man.
And Germany.
It's like the next. I mean, it says like the second category here is teen, but teen, you really only have like.
We got India. We got.
Handful.
Yeah. Madagascar. What else? It looked like Denmark or Sweden.
Yeah. One of them.
Yeah. Oh, man. But Turkey loves fucking teens.
That's just weird. And then the third largest category is ebony. So
that's like all of Africa.
Most of Africa, with the exception of Somalia, who likes BBW.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. BUWs had to go on this list.
Finally made it. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised about that. Like,
I think we'll have to look at 2017 because I feel all I've ever heard this year is about BBW.
BBW and POGs.
What,
for what
POGs?
That,
yeah,
POGs. POGs means fat ass white girl. Not fat as in like she's fat, but like she's got a fat ass.
She has
ass.
A fat ass. Yeah.
But that's kind of like what the year in review looks like, which is interesting because these are a lot more categories of pornography than I've ever even thought about.
There's a lot of them out there.
There's yeah, a ton. So I think the other big topic, too, that we wanted to get into was around how to introduce porn into a relationship, because we've talked about it so far. It sort of seems like it's more on a solitary consumption. But it can also be a very fun way for you to spice up your relationship and talk about new ways to explore sex. So we're going to talk about some of the experiences that Wesley and I have had in this area.
We will.
Please. So I feel like we go through phases of it.
Yeah, we do.
Like there's times where we're like, all we do is, okay, we're going to like watch porn and we like sit down and watch it, and then that leads to sex, or it leads to like exploring new positions. Yeah. But then we'll go like long stretches of time where we don't watch porn together at all, and we just do it on our own when we masturbate. And
yeah,
stuff.
Basically. I think you're right. Like, what was the last time we actually did watch porn together? Like 5 years ago?
Two or three.
Two, 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
When did we move? I think that was when we did it again. It was like for a very like short period of time. We were like, eh.
But I think one of the biggest things that when we talked about it, it was, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we found new positions or if we found another way to spice up what we're doing? And I think we always were very... let's learn together about it. So it was a very like, it was always very natural. There was nothing around one person not wanting to do it and feeling forced into it.
Yeah.
So I think it was a very natural like progression into getting into watching porn. I don't know, Brock, have you had any experiences with like people that you've been with where it's been a conversation starter or like you've wanted to do it? Maybe you have some examples around that.
It's only happened like probably once or twice. I've brought it up a couple times, but it's usually I get the no, I don't watch porn. So I'm just like, I'm not even going to push that issue. Then it's not overly important to me, but it would be kind of cool. I did watch porn a couple times with one chick I used to date. This was from the Friends of Benefit, Vicky, off and on for 5 years. And then we'd watch porn together. But she had, like, I don't want to say it was weird rules. She had very specific rules. There we go. This is her rules. She had very specific rules for when we did watch porn, where it kind of was more of, like, a background music than us like technically watching it together. Would be like we'll have it on in the background while we had sex, not like we'll sit down and watch it together with or without sex. It's more like, I don't know, instead of playing like some Trey songs or something, like we're gonna put someone else, like another couple smashing in the background and whatnot. So
okay,
that was a little weird.
But so it was never of like, oh, let's sit down and watch it. It was, oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah, it was always like, oh, we're about to have sex. Let's put this on every once in a while.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's, I definitely do see a lot of value in it as being like inspiration. But then it might be something too that like if hearing somebody else moan turns you on, then that is inspiration in another way. But I think you have to just be open about and like not approach it as like a weird topic. I think that's probably one of like the limiting factors around it when a couple is trying to watch porn together is that they overthink it too much and that they're either skirting around the issue or it's becomes like an awkward conversation. And then afterwards, when you're trying to watch porn together, it becomes awkward as well.
Yeah.
So I would recommend like just making it as a natural flow conversation as possible. But then I think also understanding like why it is that certain things turn on that other person. And I think also you asking like that person why that turns them on. So it's like a conversation. It's like, and then you kind of have to find a middle ground too, because obviously, as we learn, there's so many different categories that your favorite category may not necessarily be the other person's favorite category to watch together.
Right.
So it's like it's a dialogue, but I think it's like a fun dialogue to have.
Yeah, I think more people, if more people did it, it would be very interesting to see how that would play out. And each couple would be so different, because it would be, like you guys said, like if I were to watch it with my significant other, I feel as though it would be kind of like a position research assignment. Type thing. Like, all right, babe, we haven't done this position here, or maybe even like a locale. Like, these motherfuckers just had sex. I don't know.
Oh, some positions aren't real, though. I've seen one
under
of them.
The highway. I don't know, some random shit, like under the highway or something like that.
You get some inspiration.
Yeah, I get some inspiration for ideas.
It should be crazy.
You mean some other position?
Yeah, like seeing one chick, she was like upside down on her head. I mean, man, she was like leaning against the couch. That was crazy. I was like, no.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like another
flexible.
Another tip is that when you are watching porn with your significant other or somebody else, and for the purposes of inspiration, like know your body limits. Like, don't be like, oh, that bitch can do that, I can do that too.
You don't kill yourself and other person.
Yeah, and guys, like, don't like jackhammer the vagina. Like, that's just that. Come on. You putting yourself in the I like saying this, the fat burner zone. Don't do that. Like, just slow down a little bit.
It's just that you have to just kind of make it, translate it from porn scene to how can we learn from the porn scene, not necessarily duplicate the porn scene.
Yeah,
because
real.
It's just like some stuff, it's
no money shots at the end.
It's just not real. Yeah, like nobody wants a cum shot in their eye. Like,
yeah, that's really not real.
Whatever the milk thing they use in some of those scenes.
The milk they use milk thing?
I don't know what the fuck it is. Sometimes
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that?
I should be coming out all pure white and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, that's not real.
With so much velocity. Yeah. What was that?
But so don't compare yourself to the porn stars. It's like a big no-no. And women also, I would say, don't get jealous of the porn stars either. Like, it shouldn't be that, like, a competition with the person that's on the screen. Because obviously your boyfriend's still with you and you guys are watching it together. So it shouldn't be a like, oh, she looks better than I do, or she's doing stuff that I can't do. It's just, don't use it that way. I feel like that leads to more problems instead of actually bringing people closer together from like a sexual point of view.
And I do find it ironic. I don't know why I've thought about this for a while, but our standard, generally speaking, not mine per se, our standard of beauty in America is we've always been skewed to more of the thinner women. But in porn, most of the women are thick. Thick, yeah. and to BBW. So it's like, it's weird that like in modeling and whatever, people we see ourselves with is skinny. But like porn, where 90% of men watching, it's thick BBW women who have some curves and they have assets. So it's just a weird disconnect.
Yeah.
What we masturbate to and who we marry is doesn't mirror each other. So that's just random food for thought that,
yeah,
yeah,
I agree with that.
Play different body types.
No, it's true. And it's like, I think it's, you have to, at the end of the day, just love the body that you have.
Yeah.
And as a woman, not be intimidated by other body types and other women when it relates to your significant other. Because I feel that a lot of women get very defensive, like if her boyfriend like checks out another girl, which I think it happens. It's a natural thing. Like you see somebody else, like you're going to look. I think women do it with men too, but it becomes like much more of this conversation to be had, or where the dude's being blamed for, like, I think one of the examples that we talked about is that some women will find their men masturbating, watching porn, and they classify that as cheating. And that's completely...
How about, like, flip that scene over, just when you walk in and you see stuff like that, well, how about you help me out?
That would be my instinct. Like, all right, babe, let me help you out.
Yeah, like they'll be like, oh, my God.
Rest your fingers, babe. I got you. That would be my reaction. If your first reaction is...
Like, I got 5 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, so, but I think it's because of that self-confidence thing. It comes back to that. And, like, what you were talking about, Brock, it's like... The standard of beauty, which is portrayed in the media, in fashion, is very different from what people actually get turned on by. And I think you have to be like cognizant enough and sort of be able to tell that there's a difference between what the media defines as beautiful, what you look like, and what people find sexy and people find like sex appeal. And you have to find like your own sex appeal within that entire world of different images that get like put in front of your face.
Yeah.
But I think it comes back down to confidence. So my point of view and like my advice to women is just like focus on yourself, focus on like what makes you feel sexy and define like your own type of beauty of like why you're beautiful and like why your significant other finds you beautiful. And then you'll be able to like open up your mind to then watching porn and not necessarily feel threatened by the woman that's on the screen that might either be more voluptuous or she might have bigger tits or bigger ass, which sometimes are not even real. So
a lot of times.
So it's just like thinking about that. It's all about what sells. And there is like a fashion look that sells. And then there's a porn look that sells. And it's an industry thing, but it doesn't tie back to, I think, what real women, like the value that a real woman brings to the table.
Yeah.
Which is like, if you're with a man, likely it's because you have a great personality and you're really smart and he enjoys spending time with you. But it's, you kind of have to, I think it's a balance of like sexualizing yourself enough to enjoy it.
Right.
And not desexualizing yourself to the point that you don't want to be compared to like who's on the screen, because obviously you're not that person.
Right.
But yeah, I think that's a very interesting conversation and just ways that people think about it and how not to overthink it, because I think at that point you're kind of overthinking it and it comes back more to like a confidence thing. And you're only going to resolve it with your, if you are having those types of issues. And if that is a reason why, like, you're not comfortable watching porn with your significant other, I think it comes back to like getting deeper into the conversation of what's really at the root of the problem, because porn might help spice it up, but porn isn't going to help you like resolve your entire relationship issues that you have.
Yeah. I can tell you right now, watching porn, I'm jealous of none of those dudes. Hell no. Especially when you watch some of the documentaries and stuff about like how they have to like pop Viagra pills to keep themselves hard. What a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, there is something to be said about production value, right? This is a kind of like a sidetrack conversation. There's a lot to be said about production value. So can you imagine if you're having sex for like 6 hours straight and like your dick is literally on like Viagra the whole time to keep it up? Because you understand, like, especially when you do stuff like anal, whatever, you know, chick can't take all that meat. So you got to like kind of do something. You got to wait the time out, but you can't get soft either, because that's more time wasted. So you got to keep that in mind. Like for every 45 minute video that you see, that might have taken like 3-4 hours and they edited down to 45 minutes. Just like when you watch like a movie or whatever, same thing. You think that when they did Lord of the Rings, that movie was like 3 hours long. You think that was like an actual 3 hour long process? Hell no. So keep that in mind too. So
yeah.
Nah, chill. That seems like hard work. Keep your dick hard 6 hours straight.
Fuck that. I'm cool on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I think people take for granted when it comes to what they're watching. Yeah. And that's why, like, it goes back to the point where you can't compare yourself to it.
Definitely not.
One to one. But I think, too, it's like, obviously, people spend a lot of time watching porn. I think people have their preferences around porn. And because of just how our society is about talking of whether you watch porn or what type of porn you watch, because it is such a private thing, I think you also have to be understanding of that when you're in a relationship talking about porn. So, like, being respectful of when you're not watching porn together, or like acknowledging at least that, like, hey, your boyfriend or your girlfriend is probably watching porn on their, by themselves when they're masturbating. And if that's something that they openly want to talk to you about, that's great. But then also having like boundaries around it and not necessarily like spying on what they're doing is like something that needs to be considered too.
Right.
But just like, you know, like with anything, it's all with communication.
Communication, yep.
So that's most of our episode. And to wrap up the episode tonight, we actually wanted to share some of the crazy facts that we found about porn as we were trying to research and get some interesting facts to share with you. So apparently, 20% of American men admit to accessing porn when they're at work.
The fuck?
Which is insane to me. And then the sex tracker actually goes out and looks at when internet, like the porn traffic is its highest. And they found that 70% of internet traffic for porn happens between the hours of 9 to 5 during the weekday.
Yeah, they're crazy as hell. I'm not trying to lose my job. What?
So I thought that just like baffled my mind that there's men actually, like that many men. Well, 20% of men admit to doing it, but then the fact that 70% of the traffic is happening during that time.
That means you got idle hands, man. Like, chill out.
It's like, it's like either people aren't working like at all. Like people, these are people that don't have jobs, or like people are just like watching porn at work, which just I don't understand.
That's crazy. People don't wash their hands when they piss. So I can only, imagine. Oh, no. Hi, nice to meet you, bot. Yeah. No.
It's like, well, that completely changes your perspective of shaking hands at work now.
Elbows, dog.
It's like, oh, I'm carrying my laptop. Sorry, man.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
So one that's on the opposite spectrum, which I thought would be higher, 10% of adults admit to having an online porn addiction.
What?
Only
10%? Only 10%. I thought it would be a little bit higher. But yeah, so that's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
I actually wonder what a porn addiction looks like. Are they watching it like for multiple hours throughout the day?
Man, I'm thinking a porn addiction, this is what it looks like. If you have like a significant, you have sex with your significant other, and then like 10 minutes later, you going out beating your meat to like the new scene or some shit. Like I feel like that would be like
you like pornify everything.
Yeah, it's like it's just like
side boob.
It kind of reminds me like that, like seeing it and then going to do it. It reminds me of Big Mouth. Have you guys seen that show?
No, but I've been hearing a lot about it recently.
I just started watching it the other day. And there's like this masturbation monster that comes out.
That was like that was an example someone told me.
But it's so funny because he literally sits there and he's always like, "I'm here. You have to jerk off now."
Oh my god!
It's the funniest thing. Like, you guys have to watch the show. It's on Netflix. It's called Big Mouth. But that whole like side boob jerking off, it kind of reminded me of the masturbation monster.
Oh, wow. And since I'm a tech geek by trade and by heart, porn controls the digital media. As you may or may not know, the reason why VHS was such a popular media was because of the porn industry. The Betamax, which was produced by Sony, was way better than VHS. But since VHS welcomed the porn community with open arms, they said, well, VHS is going to be the standard. And that's why VHS tapes exist. And there was another media kind of frenzy between Blu-ray and HD DVD, and Sony learned its lesson from 20 years back when this new format came out. Like, nah, we got you guys. Come on in, porn community. We're welcoming you with open arms. So now that's why we use Blu-rays instead of HD DVDs. HD DVDs still exist. You can get them for a dollar. I don't know where you're going to get this HD DVD player from, but good luck to that. So yeah.
And we've been announcing now for a couple of weeks that we're going to have a big giveaway. So this is when we're unveiling our giveaway. You can find out more of what the giveaway includes by subscribing to our newsletter, The Nightcap. And you can find that by going to our website, nofreedrinks.com. And right on the home screen, you'll see that there is a subscribe where you enter your name and your email. And that's all you need. Once you do that, you'll get more information on how you can enter to win the giveaway. You can start right ahead, right now, go right ahead, and we'll actually be collecting entries for the next couple of weeks, and we'll announce the winner pretty soon. But just make sure that you're subscribed so that you can get all the details and stay in the know. And that was our episode today. Thanks for coming. I hope it was good for you too. This is Lena D. Kisses.
This is Wesley. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
This is Brock. Make love, not babies.